There are 74 million adults in the United States who are under age 34. They are known as millennials. It's a generation with a strong identity. They tend to love disruptive technology. They challenge conventional thinking. In this two-part series, KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph explores how some local companies are responding to their needs. Today, she looks at how millennials are reshaping the workplace.
Millennials with tech skills have a lot of power around here. Employers cater to them. Chris Owens is the general manager of real estate at Microsoft. His job is to create workspaces that appeal to the workers the company needs.
This is a building that was built in the 90s, and we just finished doing an interior renovation.
It's more than fresh paint. He's knocked down walls. It's about rethinking how workers want to use the space.
That's one of the signature requirements or desires of, say, a millennial generation is not being told how to do your work, not being told where to do your work, not being told when to do your work. So we've tried to create a lot more choices in how they can do their work.
More choices, exciting for everybody. But it's about the opportunities you can find if you work in a different way.
I often tell people that, you know, I would give anything to be 20 years younger and just coming out of college and being an entrepreneur again. It's a very, very different market.
This is James Miyako, a director at Microsoft Ventures.
I sat down with four startups yesterday, heard some great ideas and gave them some feedback, and I also learned some great things about some markets that I didn't know about.
These meetings didn't happen on a corporate campus. They happened here in South Lake Union at a co-working space called WeWork, where Miyako has set up shop. He's here because this is where the young entrepreneurs are. They're attracted to this place and others like it because of the community feeling. Now, this isn't just for coders. It's for creative people who want to meet the people who can help them get going. WeWork has been expanding across the country. Its spaces fill up quickly. Gina Phillips gives me a tour.
This is designed to be flexible in so many ways because everything we offer is month to month.
Flexible because people can move from single desks to bigger spaces, starting small and growing fast. Cloud storage makes it easy. Just pick up a laptop and move. There are kitchens and meeting rooms, local beer, and citrus water. We stop in front of a space with four desks.
And actually, this was just taken by a friend of mine who has the Apple Store's number one best kids app. We're really excited for him to move in. The app is called Yak It by a company called Freakin' Genius.
A week later, the Freakin' Genius guys were all set up. So was this young woman. Eileen Namani is a senior project manager at a Texas marketing company.
Still pretty exciting.
She and a colleague were among the first in the door when WeWork opened earlier this year.
Everyone you meet is like, you're just like in awe while they're talking about what they do.
There are a lot of millennials here, but they're not the only ones who see the potential in a workspace that's designed for growth, provides access to money and talent, and is made for socializing. Mark Ralph, formerly of Microsoft, is no millennial.
I left back in June to, you know, try and decide what I wanted to be when I grew up, even though I had been at Microsoft for a long, long time. I was working at home. I have a great setup, you know, everyone has internet access, everybody has a desk, but at, you know, at some point you want to be around other people.
A single spot at WeWork costs around $600 a month. Ralph says it's worth the money.
There's a lot of like-minded folks down here.
And it's not just that they're young. James Miyako of Microsoft Ventures says he knows what it is.
I think it's much more about a culture of curiosity. People who are in their 20s, they're still curious. And as we get older, many times we get more set in our ways, less open to change. But people who remain open to change, people who remain curious about the world.
Those are the people that you see here, regardless of their age. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.